Hi, this is Cass. Welcome to the Curio Podcast, where two old friends hash out current events, politics, and whatever strikes our fancy. Visit us on Twitter at Podcast Curio. Join our Facebook page. Check out our website, curiopodcast.org. And don't forget to subscribe. Thanks for listening.
I'm staring down at my palm.
Let's take a look. Right here.
Smithers. Release the hounds. Excellent.
Heidly ho, neighbor. Oakley doakley, neighborino.
But Dad, I'm a vegetarian. I don't eat animals.
But Lisa, animals are so delicious. There's the animal we get bacon from, the animal we get ham from, the animal we get sausage from.
Dad, that's all the same animal.
Oh, sure, Lisa. A magic animal that all the wonderful foods come from. Forward, not backwards. Upwards, not downwards. And always twirling, twirling for freedom.
Yes. That's Ted Cruz doing Simpsons impersonations.
Why?
This was when he was running for president in 2016 or whatever it was, and he was trying to show people that he's an actual real human and not like a political robot.
Yeah!
Hello?
Woohoo! Woohoo! Ziggy says hello. Cheers!
Cheers!
Kimmy brought us some wine.
It's not as nice as Cassie's wine, but it'll do in a pinch.
Ooh, my wine is so curvaceous.
Your wine has nicer legs than mine.
I think
my wine has kind of like spindly, weird legs.
No, this has got legs.
But they're not. Your legs were much...
My legs were very like melty, like chocolate legs.
Yeah, they were not. This, no.
Do people... Oh, we don't call it legs in our house. We call them tears.
Oh.
Because that's what they call it in Italy.
Oh, tears?
Yeah, this one time I went to Italy, actually two times. I like to annoy people with the beginning of that story. They call them tears.
Oh. Well, these definitely look like tears.
Yeah, yours look more like tears.
Yeah,
what is yours... the name of this one? Bonterra Cabernet Sauvignon.
Oui, oui, oui. I think it's California wine.
Oh, nice. Hi, Kimmy.
Hey, Cass.
What's happening?
Besides wine?
Yeah. Anything? Nothing!
Not a whole lot to report.
Yeah.
Yeah, because nothing's really going on except Ted fucking Cruz.
And hell froze over.
Right?
Like, literally froze over.
Big time.
That's like, that would be like San Diego freezing over, right? I mean, there are parts of Texas that are frozen that have never... Do you ever remember it snowing there?
Actually, yes. I was really, 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 really little.
Mm-hmm.
And I do remember a light dusting of snow at my grandparents' house by Lake Whitney.
Mm-hmm.
But I never heard of snow after that. And I could be making that up because I was really little. Like, they moved away from that house.
Well, and you usually spent summers there, right? Not winters.
Yeah, and so, I don't know why we were back there in the winter.
Christmas, maybe?
No.
So,
it had to have been something bad.
We're going
to
talk about Ted Cruz, and we're going to talk shit about Ted Cruz, and we're going to talk about his looks. At least I am.
Wow, you're going to do that?
Oh, he's evil. He deserves it.
I absolutely agree.
If he weren't evil and he had a halfway decent personality, I wouldn't find him unattractive. Necessarily, but because of his actions and the way he is, he's even uglier.
I think all of the evil people are ugly.
Yeah, I have a hard time with that. Not a hard time. I guess it's a good thing. I don't notice things about people if I like them, and they'll go, oh, right. My blah, 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 and I'll be like, what are you even talking about? Because I just don't see it. But if somebody's, like, horrible, they look horrible to me.
Yes.
I have a problem.
Yeah. I can't think of a horrible person that's good looking that I can identify as good looking.
Right.
I'll have to think about that.
Yeah, you'll have to think about it.
I'll take a minute.
So we're going to play a few games, a couple games maybe. Talk shit about Ted Cruz. Let's take a break. When we come back, the cruise to shit town is going to start. Wait, no, that didn't make any sense.
The cruise to shit.
Cruise Cancun, the party train.
And I'm like, and he's hunched over. He's like, it's, I don't know.
I think he's letting himself look like that on purpose to appeal to a certain kind of person, in my own opinion. I think the beard, the bacon on the gun, the beer belly, I think that's all part of his like white supremacy cosplay that he's doing.
Maybe he's just letting himself go.
He's too calculating for that. There's a reason, whether he wants to admit it or not.
He's so gross.
I do have a couple little tidbits of information before we get started with our party.
Okay,
our cruise party.
I think we need to, just for posterity's sake, just a brief rundown of the current atrocities he's committed.
His name is Raphael Edward Cruz. He goes by Ted now.
Isn't there like a demon or a fallen angel named Raphael?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. He was born in Calgary, Alberta, Canada.
Yeah, I learned that and I was like, what the fuck? Didn't he run for president? No, you can. Oh, okay.
This is what makes the whole like birtherism thing invalid when they were doing it to Obama. They were only doing it to Obama because he's black.
Shit.
But if your mother is a natural citizen of the U.S., you are. It would be like you got pregnant and you went for a trip to France. Your child isn't not American.
Dual citizenship all of a sudden. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, whatever. So his mother is from Delaware. She's of Irish and Italian descent. And his father is from Cuba.
That is a lot of spicy meatballs right there.
Spicy.
Whoop.
Yep. His father actually fled Cuba at some point and was a refugee in Canada. 80s,
right? Or no? Was it earlier than
that?
No,
it was earlier than that. Ted was born in 1970. He's your age. How do you feel about that?
I don't care.
You don't feel some sort of camaraderie with him?
No. No.
I have one more little tidbit. John McCain once referred to him as a wacko bird. Oh, I found that really endearing.
A wacko bird?
Yeah, because I trusted John McCain's judgment on these things. And he called Ted Cruz a wacko bird. He's apparently so unlikable. He helped George W. Bush's campaign. And he was so unlikable that when the administration came in, you know, people who help with the campaign, they usually get pulled into positions and appointments. He was so unlikable that he got like pushed and pushed and pushed to some other weird like policy administrator job because he was so unlikable to everybody.
He was like a piece of rotten cauliflower that gets pushed around the dinner plate until it finally lands on the floor and the dog won't even eat it.
Exactly. But think about the atmosphere at the time. This is George W. Bush.
Right.
Donald Rumsfeld, Dick Cheney. Those people, those very unlikable people, did not like Ted Cruz.
He's so weaselly and gross and whiny, and he always looks like he has a poop in his pants. That look on his face like, oh, I got a big poo-poo in my pants.
So I went down a rabbit hole of videos also, and there was a video of outtakes from one of his campaign videos at home with his family. And you want to talk about cringeworthy?
Oh, I think I may have seen this one. Go ahead.
Well, it's just like him with some random dude with his hand on his shoulder. And somebody in the background is like, what are you doing? And he's like, I'm just thinking for a minute. so cringeworthy. Then like another scene with his mom where she's like, I'm so proud of you. And he's like, thanks, mom, and hugs her. And then the director goes, can you do another hug? Longer this time. It was just so cringeworthy. These people were trying to make him look likable and he's just not.
Oh, God. That's terrible. Like, yes.
If we have any listeners from around the world, this past week, Texas froze.
Texas is a southern state that's typically very warm. It's a temperate state.
Very temperate, yeah. Dry-ish.
They're not used to extreme weather situations at all.
No, just droughts. They're used to droughts and heat waves.
Right.
So their electrical grid, which they separated from the rest of the country because they didn't want to be federally regulated.
Right.
Was never winterized for winter.
Even though it was suggested that they do so.
Of course.
A few years ago. They said, you ought to do this. And they're like, yeah, whatever.
So they didn't winterize the turbines or anything. In addition to that, wires froze and broke. Pipes froze and broke. So, like, it was a literal hell freezing over.
Yep.
So there were 4.3 million people without power and millions more without drinking water.
Right, because pipes burst. They had the water treatment plants went offline.
They went offline. Electricity, yeah.
And that it was just, oh my God, what a freaking
shit. And if you've
show.
Never lived anywhere that freezes, I have, and when it starts snowing or getting below freezing, you turn a tap on.
Right, you drain your pipes.
Well, you keep it flowing. If it's flowing, you keep a little drip on, and then it doesn't freeze all the way.
Oh.
And you have a bowl there to collect it to flush your toilet or whatever the fuck.
Right.
But if you live in a southern state, you don't know these things.
I have no idea.
You don't know to go insulate your pipes.
The first things we saw on the news was that accident on the freeway or the highway in Fort Worth.
I didn't see that.
Oh my God, it was horrendous. My daughter saw it and she watched it with us, went to bed, and then came downstairs a little bit later and was just like, Mom, I'm really freaked out about that. It was horrible. It was 18-wheelers out of control, smashing into other cars, like a 100-car pileup with 18-wheelers just ramming into little tiny cars.
And oh my God.
It was really, really bad. And she was like, how does that happen? Why are they on the road? Why are they even driving? I said, because...
They don't know.
They don't know that if it rains and then it's freezing temperatures, you've got ice on the roads. Mm-hmm. They don't know. Mm-hmm. And apparently no one told them. Or if somebody did, they weren't listening.
Also, the speed limit there on the highway is like 80.
Right.
And people go much faster than that also. Because...
Right.
You know, and freedom.
There's also, just the attitude that I can handle it. I got this. Well, if you don't know what the hell is going on, no, you can't handle it. Mm-hmm. You can't shoot the fucking highway and make the ice disappear with your guns.
What? What about bacon wrapped guns?
Well, that's a different matter altogether, isn't it?
It is.
There were farm animals dying. People were bringing their farm animals into their homes. Right.
This is reminding me of when we did the Woody Guthrie show about the Dust Bowl. All the animals that died, remember? Mm-hmm. God.
Not to mention all the people.
Did you make any games for us to play about Ted fucking bleh, Blobfish Cruise?
I did.
What did you make?
We're going to do a tarot card reading for Ted.
Yes.
With Cards Against Humanity.
I love that. Do I get to play the role of Ted Cruz?
You get to pick the cards.
So I'm going to... Because that's what he looks like he should talk about.
Ew, he's so gross. He's
today,
so
during the
stupid.
Hearings about the Senate hearings about the insurrection on January 6th, while the head of Capitol Police is giving his little opening statement, Ted Cruz is on the phone, giant beer belly sitting there, a big gulp or a Starbucks or something, like... He looked like he'd rather be anywhere else. Why the fuck does he have that job?
He doesn't. Because power and money.
One more thing. One more little tiny tidbit before we get to games.
One more tiny tidbit?
One more tiny tidbit.
Oh, I bet his bits are tiny, that's for sure. If they even exist at all. Little tiny tidbits. Little shrivelly sacks of raisins.
Ew! You're talking about dead crows.
He's so gross.
There was a protest in front of his house when he escaped to...
this is the best.
When he escaped to Cancun and then figured out that he'd really fucked up and came back. There was a mariachi band playing to welcome him home when he got back to Houston. Or wherever the fuck he lives.
Oh, my God. I saw that and I thought, this is one of the many, many reasons why the liberals, or whatever the heck you want to call the anti-conservative people.
Right.
Why we rule way more.
More creativity.
Because we're funny.
Yeah.
We have wit.
Do we?
And we're funny. Bernie Sanders in the chair? What does he do?
Oh, that was miraculous.
It goes viral. There's photos of Bernie in the chair everywhere. Within days, he starts making hoodies and t-shirts with the image on it. They sell out immediately. All of the proceeds go to Vermont Meals on Wheels.
Brilliant.
That takes humility and humor and wit and smarts.
Well, I think he's also just like a down-to-earth, not filled with ego kind of person. Like, okay, make fun of me and give me your money while you're doing
those
it.
Those kids, they can do whatever the fuck they want. whatever they're doing with their interwebs, that's fine. I don't care.
You gotta point at something when you're doing that.
But somebody's got to get some money to Meals on Wheels. The seniors in Vermont are suffering. Damn it. Those damn kids. I know what I'm gonna do. I'm a capitalist and a socialist. Watch this shit, bitches.
I'll use capitalism.
I'm gonna
to fund my socialism.
I am such a smart socialist. I'm gonna weaponize capitalism and help people. That's right.
I have a sticker on my iPad case. It says Hunter Biden's laptop with a lock on it. And when all of that was happening, and the Republican talking point of the week was, Giuliani found Hunter Biden's laptop in a whatever.
Right. He took it
repair
to the
shop
repair
or something.
Shop and ridiculous. Dropped it off and forgot to pick it up.
Some dude on Twitter said, let's raise money for the Georgia Senate races. And he sold these stickers.
Oh my God.
To raise money. I thought it was brilliant.
It is. That's ingenuity right there.
I love moments like that. Okay, I came up with one game, but we'll play yours first.
Are you sure? What's your game?
My game is Two Truths and a Lie about Ted Cruz.
Ted Cruz is handsome. Aye.
That's too easy. That's an easy one.
Ew, he's so gross.
He's so gross.
I saw somebody on a... Okay, so I'm in this Facebook group with some high school friends. I think I've told you about it.
Yeah.
And somebody posted... I think I know who it was. Anyway, it was Ted Cruz is like a hot dog that's been dipped in pubic hair. I was fucking dying. I'm sitting there by myself and I read this and I was just tears because
oh my
I
God.
Saw it.
Yep.
I saw the hot dog.
Yep.
And the pubic hair.
Uh-huh.
And it was him. It was... Nasty.
Today when he was on his phone at the Senate hearing, somebody posted a picture of him doing that, like being on his phone when he was supposed to be paying attention. And they said, what is Ted Cruz looking at? And I posted a picture of a blobfish. And my caption was, blobfish porn, probably.
Ew. Because
he looks like a blobfish. Can you see it now?
Yeah.
He looks like a blobfish.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Covered in pubic hair.
Yep.
Somebody else's.
Ew!
I know, right?
Also, can we talk about the elitism that goes into deciding that the climate change doesn't apply to you and that you can just run off across the border to get
God.
Away?
And what was his comment? If I realized... the consequence or how bad it was going to look, I wouldn't have gone or something like that. And it was like,
Why didn't you realize that already?
What the fuck is wrong with you? Like, do you have... You have a responsibility to the people of Texas. Like, you're supposed to be on their side. You're supposed to be representing them. You're supposed to be helping them. You just bail?
You're thinking about that through the paradigm of a helpful public servant. He became a politician to eventually become president someday.
And do what Trump did.
Right. He has no interest in actually helping people.
I don't think he has a soul or ethics or morals or anything. He's just an empty shell of a... empty sack of shit. Sorry. More wine, please.
Yes, ma'am. Let's play your cards against Ted Manity.
Okay, folks. Wait, I wasn't kidding about more wine. It just makes me so mad. I just don't understand the stupid. I don't understand.
It's not stupid. Here. It's...
We're going to polish this off before the first game's over.
All right.
Here we go.
It's not stupid. It's entitlement.
But it's ugly. It's just so damn ugly.
He's ugly. He doesn't care about that. What Trump showed him, the best thing that Trump showed him is that you can be as ugly as you want inside and out.
And people will still follow you.
If you say horrible things, they'll still follow you because everyone's looking for a father figure, apparently. MAGA cult.
He left his dog at home.
I know.
Snowflake.
That's in my game now. You've ruined it.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. But they showed the... Okay. All right.
Ted's against humanity.
Okay. Ted's against humanity. Okay. So for those of you who know about tarot cards, we're going to do a traditional spread here with 10 cards.
Ooh.
And I brought just a few. I didn't bring the whole box of Cards Against Humanity because it's a lot.
Do you have any of the bonus packs, too?
Oh, God, yes.
Yes, too.
Yeah, they're really fun. We had to take out some of the cringy ones, though, because the kids, like the teenagers, really don't want to talk about sex
anal
things.
Sex and stuff?
Yeah, with their parents.
We played this game, me and my kids and my nephews and their girlfriends, at Christmas one year. That was awkward.
Yeah, you got to take those cards out. Like, you just got it. And when we first started playing, Paul and I were going through and we're just like throwing them into a pile. And Josh is like, what are you doing? We're like, nobody wants these cards in here. Believe me. And he's like, no, leave them in. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, does your girlfriend's family play with all the cards? Yeah. And I'm thinking, really? Anyway, so we did leave them all in once.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh my God, and I'm all, your girlfriend's family does not play with all the cards, do they?
Right.
Hmm.
You need a family-friendly version of Cards Against Humanity? That kind of goes against the whole thing, though.
Well, just take out the really cringy ones. Okay, so, Cass, here's the deck.
I'm Ted now.
I'm sorry, Ted. This is you, Ted.
Yes.
This is who you are.
No.
Okay, so.
I'm going to cry.
The very first card is, and I kind of changed what the cards
should
mean.
Should I cut the deck?
You do whatever you want to get to the cards you need, Ted.
Okay.
Sorry, I have the sniffles. I'm trying.
It's okay.
Okay, sorry. Okay, so the first card is, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Are you ready?
Are you ready? What the fuck is wrong with you, Ted?
Exactly what you'd expect.
Ugly. Stupid.
Robotic.
Gross.
Evil.
Hot dog pubic hair man.
Blobfish porn watcher.
Ew!
Oh, God.
It's like if the devil's turds came to life, they would be fucking Republicans. All right. Are you ready, Ted, to find out what...
Wait, Ted has like a pitchy, whiny voice. I should do pitchy, whiny.
Do you need some time?
Hold on. Let me find it.
Hi, I'm there.
Okay, I got it.
You got it?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Pretend you have a poop in your pants.
I was clenching my butthole.
She is. I can tell by the look on her face. Yeah, you're like, it helps, right?
I have to embody the character of poopy Ted Cruz.
Did you take drama in high school?
I did not. This is a natural talent.
Like, I didn't have to, bitches.
I was born with it. Okay, go.
Okay, so Ted.
Yes?
This is what opposes you, and you need to pick two cards for this.
This is what opposes me.
Yes.
Okay. Ready? Balls.
Or lack thereof.
Poor people.
All right.
Oh my God, this game is really right on. Good job, Kimmy.
Balls and poor people oppose Ted Cruz.
People with balls and poor people.
Yes.
This opposition makes a lot of sense.
Because none of his friends have balls, right?
He doesn't have any.
They're shrivelly, empty sacks of nothing.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Number three.
Yes.
What's the root of your fucking problem, Ted?
Well, according to my cards, it's a bag of magic beans.
Okay, so that might be construed as magical thinking, maybe out of touch with reality.
I'm
just saying.
I like it.
Okay, Ted.
Yes?
The next card is the recent past events and or people that are affecting you right now.
Oh. I bet it's those radical liberals. But here's what the card says. A super soaker full of cat pee.
Maybe that's why he has that look on his face all the time. He's got a poop in his pants. And
somebody's pointing a super soaker full of cat pee at him at all times.
All right. The next one. Two cards for this one, Ted.
Okay.
These are the possibilities for fuckface Ted.
Possibilities for what?
Just the possibilities.
Okay.
Ahead. Because remember, you have a problem.
Many. Okay, here's my possibility. Slaughtering innocent civilians.
Whoa. That's too right on right there.
Maybe I should have left that one out. Okay.
And alcoholism.
You know, these two possibilities may have already come true.
Yes.
And I don't mean to disrespect or make light of what happened in Texas, but and it wasn't really his fault, but let's blame him anyway because he's a fucking
turd. Indirectly it can be because he's taken so much money from oil and gas. His parents met working for an oil company.
Yeah.
He's entrenched in oil, man.
Well, and he only passes legislation that will benefit him and his donors. Like-minded
right.
Turd friends.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
I've just come back from accidentally elbowing my wife Heidi in the face. She likes it.
Ew. Okay, what is in the near future? What is going to happen next, Ted?
Hopefully, I'll get to finish my Cancun trip, but here's what my cards say. Being a motherfucking sorcerer.
Wow, Ted's going to be a motherfucking sorcerer.
Can blobfish be motherfucking sorcerers?
I feel like I'm turning into like an evil old wizard right now.
Maybe being a motherfucking sorcerer is what's happening right now. Maybe you're channeling his rank, nasty soul, and then you can destroy it. Oh, wait, it's already destroyed.
This is something that the boys on Supernatural would be able to do. Pull the whatever into your soul and then explode it apart. And then we'll go back in time and save your life. All right, go ahead. What's next?
I bet the libtards could do that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Number seven.
Yes?
Two cards for this one.
Fun.
This revolves around yourself. How has Ted fucked himself?
Ted has to fuck himself a lot, but seeing Grandma naked. And this is spot on. Memes.
Seeing Grandma naked, maybe he should stop with the geriatric porn.
Blobfish, old blobfish porn.
Yeah, and the memes.
And the memes.
Okay, number 8.
Yes.
How other people or events have impacted you, Ted.
Oh. No, this one's too right on.
What is it?
A windmill full of corpses.
Bald eagle corpses.
What the fuck?
Yep. Don't mess
Cards Against Humanity, man.
I know, right? They're rivaling the tarot card decks for sure.
Because there's no interpretation. It just is what it is.
Right. And Ted Cruz is so bizarre and freaky. It all works so well.
I love it.
Okay. Number 9, 2 cards for this one.
Yes.
Hopes and fears. What are Ted's hopes and fears?
Do these things go together?
They could be a hope and a fear.
Okay, I'm going to do that.
Fears and a hope.
I'm going to do a hope and then a fear.
Okay.
My hope is for a middle-aged man on roller skates. And my fear is Lunchables. I just spit all over myself.
What if the middle-aged man on roller skates brings the Lunchables? Then what?
Then my fetish will finally be satisfied.
Throw in seeing Grandma naked with that one. Maybe Grandma's on roller skates and she's actually a man with
And she's Lunchables. Got those little tiny Lunchable meat circles over her like nipples.
Pasties. Maybe this is what Ted dresses up like for fun.
Maybe this is Ted's version of hell when he goes there because he loves God so much.
Yeah, right.
It's going to be his grandma on roller skates, naked, with tiny little bologna circles over her nipples.
Bologna pasties.
Ew!
Okay, number 10, the outcome. Uh-oh. Drop the cards.
Is this my final card?
This is your final card.
The outcome of what? The final outcome.
Yep.
The final outcome.
Wait for it.
Telling a shitty story that goes nowhere.
Oh. That
sounds like him.
If he is a shitty story that goes nowhere?
Well, apparently he also, is so boring and repulsive. People can't stand to be around him.
Right. So he is like a shitty story that goes nowhere.
Wow. I love this game.
Waste of time. Ted Cruz, waste of time.
Very well done. Thank you, Kimmy.
Sure. My pleasure. You're the one that pulled the cards.
And did the voice. Can you do the voice?
No, I can't do
you the can
voice.
You can try.
I'm Ted Cruz and I've got a poopy in my pants. I saw Grandma naked with the bologna pasties and it freaked me out.
Okay, quick fire. Can you do Alexis from Schitt's Creek?
David? David, ew.
Ew, David.
Ew, David, stop.
Okay, yeah. Kathy Ann, quick. Don't think about it.
What am I supposed to talk about? I was, ooh.
The crackhead on the corner named Ted Cruz.
I was in my house looking for some booze, and then all the path froze up, and I thought, where's that Ted Cruz at? You know, he's got... I can't do it right now.
You always say that and then...
I can't.
It's because the mic is on. You guys, I'm not even kidding you. As soon as the mic is off, Kathy Ann's all over the place and it's brilliant.
I have to probably be walking around to Kathy Ann.
I bet you if you had an unlit cigarette and a lighter in your hand, and a windbreaker on, you could probably do it. You have to always be pretending like you're about to light your cigarette.
Maybe if I walk around a little bit, I can do it. It's still not there because she does this thing with her mouth like...
Ain't mac and cheese.
It's... I can't do it. I can't do it right now.
All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll play Two Truths and a Lie. This was my time. I'll gladly sit here. The night goes by. Locked outside of the door. Cheers.
Cheers.
Fuck that fuck. He's gone. Fuck my him. Life is so much easier that I don't have to see his bullshit tweets on this Colbert Late Show.
You have new glasses.
All of my reading glasses. These are reading glasses.
Oh.
They all come from the 99 cent store.
Oh, those. I like those.
Because I have them all over my house.
Mm-hmm.
I usually have a favorite pair of the moment.
Yeah.
But sometimes they get scratched or whatever. So I have lots of 99 cent store reading glasses squirreled away all over my living environment.
That's awesome. I've tried doing that, but they don't work for me. I have to have the prescriptions.
I probably should. I really do need some other kind of help with my eyes, but I'm being stubborn about it.
I'm taking special vitamins for my eyeballs.
Are you really?
I am. I'm taking the Arids, too. They told me on television machine I should be taking them.
A what? Arids, too?
That's right.
What is it?
It's a special little red vitamin. It helps me. They say it's going to help my macular degenerations.
Is this real?
Yep.
It's not like cocaine or something?
No.
Arids?
I don't think so.
It's called Arids?
Arids 2.
I've never heard of it.
I was taking my vitamins the other day and I had a B12, a sublingual B12. Yeah. And I put them all out so that I can remember. I can't take one and put the bottle back.
Because then you forget if you took it or not?
Yeah. And this is in real time. So I'm sitting there with my vitamins and then Chloe comes up. She's looking at them. She's like, what's that? What's that? What's that? What's that? She's like, oh my God, is that a Molly? I'm like, what? She's all, Mom!
I mean, I've seen one on TV.
I said, yeah. I'm like, how do you know what a Molly looks like? Oh, because they show it on the Instagrams and the tickety talks and all the things all the time. Let me show you. She pulled up a picture on the interwebs of the Molly, and sure enough, it looked like it.
Just did it really?
Like my sublingual B12. I'm like, well, I could be selling this shit to these kids and make some money. And then they'd have some B12. They'd be good.
It'd be good for them.
It would be. Better than a Molly.
But they might come and try and hurt you for selling them B12.
Oh, well.
You could sell it for $1 a pill, and then when they come back, go, what did you expect for $1?
I could probably just sell the B12 vitamins to the old people for $1 a pill, and they'd be cool with it.
That's true. What was I going to say?
Sorry.
Macular degeneration?
Yeah.
I have a heightened risk for that, according to 23andMe DNA testing.
Me too. And my grandfather had it
bad.
He was almost blind by the time he died. He lost his sight.
All right, we're going to Thelma and Louise when it gets close, all right? Right off a cliff.
Fuck yeah.
Okay.
Do it.
All right, we're going to play Two Truths and a Lie about Ted motherfucking Blobfish Cruise.
Can we take some mollies first?
No, because then I've never done that. I don't want to think about Ted Cruz.
No, before we Thelma and Louise.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
We're going to do some heroin.
Oh.
Some Molly. You know,
B12. Bath salts. Eat some people's faces off. I think that's what's going to happen to, you know, Don Jr. He's going to bath salt somebody and eat their face.
Oh, I hope so.
He's off the fucking
rails. I mean, what could they do to, like, up their game from this travesty that they've already created?
So gross.
If they're going to try and start their own, like, television empire, they need to get real gross soon.
Ew, could you imagine?
All right, I need a glass of wine.
Maybe that's what Ted had in his suitcase. A bunch of fucking dead squirrels to paste on his face.
What? You're getting really dark.
Because his beard is fake and he just uses dead squirrels. Roadkill squirrels on his face.
Ew!
Ew, he probably uses them for pubic hair too because he doesn't have any.
Ew.
Or maybe he uses his pubic hair for his beard and he keeps the squirrels in his pants. I'm sorry. I've had the wine and I'm angry and I'm sad. And I hate Ted Cruz.
Okay. Here we go. Can we play the game now?
Yes.
Okay. Two truths and a lie about Ted Cruz. I've got four sets of three. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here's the first three.
Okay.
Two of these are the truth.
Okay.
And one of them is not.
All right.
He was born in Canada.
Okay, we know that.
His father fought against Fidel Castro.
Yeah.
He was valedictorian at his private Baptist high school in Houston.
Oh, that the last one is the lie.
No, that's true. Ted Cruz actually has a very impressive intellect. His father did not fight against Fidel Castro. He fought for Fidel Castro.
Oh, wow,
and
really?
And then fled, yes.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah, but the stories that his father told apparently have not been able to be corroborated by other people back in the village where he's from. And He has these, like, war stories that are, like, too good to be true. I think he's not alive anymore, but anyway. That one's not true.
Huh.
He was a soldier for the revolution, not against it. All right, here's the second set of three. Are you ready, Kimmy?
Mm-hmm.
Two of these are true.
Okay.
And one is not.
All right.
Well, you're going to know this one because I told you already. He was born in 1970.
Yep.
He has two daughters.
Yep.
He was class president at Princeton.
The last one is the lie.
You are correct. Even his debate team wouldn't elect him as debate team president.
Wow, because they didn't like him?
They hated him so much that they recruited someone from outside of the debate team to come to the debate team and become president. Oh. He also tried to be president of his class at Princeton, and he was unelected.
He couldn't even be a master debater. Couldn't find it. Where'd it go? Where'd it go?
Okay, here's your third set of three. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Two of these are true, and one is not. Oh, wait, I have an addendum to this one.
Whoa.
Okay.
There's lots of things happening with Cassie's notebook, everybody.
I wrote everything in pencil. I'm like a...
Pencil?
I'm like a antique. He once said, I'll believe in climate change when Texas freezes over. Number two, he hates avocados. Number three, he read Green Eggs and Ham on the Senate floor.
I don't even know. I can't.
Just guess.
He hates avocados?
No, that's true. He's a horrible person and hates avocados.
Well, that makes sense.
Okay, between the other two then.
The green eggs and ham one's too weird. That's got to be true.
That's true.
Okay, so yeah.
So there was a meme going around this week. Saying that he'll believe in climate change when Texas freezes over, but it wasn't true. The real tweet that he did tweet last August in reference to the California wildflower.
Wildfires. That's why it's a California wildfire.
It's a California wine I'm drinking. This is the quote, his tweet, California is now unable to perform even basic functions of civilization, like having reliable electricity. So people were bringing that tweet out of the closet to go, hey, look at your state. You can't do it either. So hey,
dumbass.
The meme going around about him saying when Texas freezes over has not been verified. They can't find it anywhere.
Right. I've heard that that one's a,
It's a false thing. All right, and your last set of three things, two being true, one being not true. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, number one. He once dismissed the need for Planned Parenthood by saying, there isn't a shortage of rubbers in America. Number two, he voted against the Violence Against Women Act. Number three, he supports marriage equality. Which one of these is not true? That's that you're right. He actually even introduced legislation to ban gay marriage federally. So not only does he not support marriage equality, he's actively fighting against it. Because he's pretending to be a good Christian. He's also said horrible things like, I'm a Christian first and an American second. And P.S. by the way, you're Canadian, so fuck off.
Canadians are supposed to be nice.
They are.
That's why he's not in Canada. They won't let him in.
Because he's not nice enough.
No. Oh, God, he's so horrible.
I've asked Canadians, can he come back? And they're like, no, we don't want him.
They're like, yuck, ew, gross.
Ew.
We don't like hot dogs with pubic hair here.
Oh, my God, David, ew. So my husband and I have been watching Schitt's Creek based on Kim's recommendation, and Doug wasn't all that into it at first, but I just kept watching it, and so, you know, sometimes he's around, and now he's way into it, and he'll say things like, are you going to watch Schitt's Creek? We should make popcorn and watch Schitt's Creek.
Oh.
But today he got home from work, and we were talking about something else completely different, and he goes, all day long I was making David faces. David from Schitt's Creek.
Yes!
And then we were doing the faces at each other.
Ew.
So I watched the last night where Patrick proposed to David and I cried my pretty little eyes out because, oh my God, it was the sweetest thing.
That show.
Oh my God.
And then when Patrick, oh wait, never mind. You haven't seen that one yet, I don't think.
Last night we were watching, they've already done the show, the cabaret, and the one last night was Roland and Johnny bought the other motel.
Oh.
That's how far we got last night. And Stevie was working for the airline and quit.
Oh, right. And David tried to work for the airline too. Like,
right, and they didn't want him, yeah.
Yeah. I love that show so much. And it's
so well done.
It's so well done. And one of the many things I love about it, but I love this most about it, is David's pansexuality is not an issue at all.
With anyone in the whole town.
No. It is 100% accepted.
And celebrated.
No one blinks an eye. Exactly. It is simply a non-issue. And it's so refreshing to see that I thought, what if life was like this?
Well, I think it is trending towards that.
And for
as
some
long
people,
as Ted Cruz doesn't have his way.
Ew. Ew.
Ew, Ted. Ew.
But it was, it's just such an eye opener. Like, oh, you have these two characters. They're in love. They're doing all the things that everybody does. It's not an issue. It's not, you know, they're getting married. They're having arguments about the marriage. Mm-hmm. The, you know. And they love each other so much.
Mm-hmm.
And Patrick's so sweet. And David. I love David. Do you know they did? Somebody found IKEA products that, like, matched his sweaters.
No!
Yes. As if... Yeah. It was so funny. It's like, here's the matching shower curtain to David's sweater in this episode, and here's the...
Oh my God.
It's for real.
The episode we watched... We watched one last night where they go and look for the wedding venue, and he's wearing, like, these gorgeous culotte things.
Oh, yeah. That's, like, one of his signature looks. Is
oh,
the,
my God.
Is the...
the culottes.
And he's so handsome.
Oh, he really is.
He is.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
He's, like, a more handsome version of Eugene Levy.
Well, yeah, they're, like, twins. They're, like, in just... You know, different.
But Dan's cuter. That's what I always say about Quinn. Like, Quinn is a more handsome version of Herb, my son and his father. In my mind.
And Catherine O'Hara, oh my gosh. She just freaking nails it.
Her dialogue is brilliant.
It's, I can't.
I was taking a shower yesterday and going, Johnny. All the way to the inflection. I wish I could talk like that. Sorry, I can't.
The inflection and the vocabulary, and I always think, who wrote her? Who wrote that character?
So I've been looking at that. Dan Levy writes the episodes.
He writes for everybody? Like,
yes!
He's a brilliant man.
So cheers to you, Dan Levy.
Oh, Dan Levy. We love you.
We love you.
David?
You're ideal. Not ideal. Let's not use that word. Let's not throw that word around willy-nilly. You're the kind of person that seems like you would be fun to be around. Handsome, talented, open.
Great sweaters.
Fantastic shoes. Ted Cruz?
Ew!
Ew!
Ted Cruz is not worthy of being a freaking skid mark on the bottom of Dan Levy's shoes that he threw away 10 years ago.
Because they had poop on them.
That was Ted Cruz.
Excellent. I have one more tidbit about Ted Cruz before we do our final thoughts. He was being interviewed before the election of 2016 when he was trying to be president of these United States as a Canadian citizen on one of the morning shows. And they were asking him, like, you know, we know that you're a politician or whatever, but, you know, people want to get to know the real you. This is before anybody really knew him and he was still pretending to be, like, some sort of upstanding citizen. And the host asked him what kind of music he liked. And he went into this soliloquy about how he grew up on classic rock, but something changed on 9/11.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was so cringy. Something changed on 9/11. And...
You don't like crop... What?
The rock bands did not respond to that tragedy adequately. He now prefers country music because those people... responded to 9/11.
Oh, that's a bunch of bullshit.
No, it's just part of his white supremacy cosplay that he's doing. He doesn't give a shit about country music.
I don't think he likes music.
No, he can't. But to stave off any questions about his country music loving,
right?
He then very quickly says, so I'm new at it, but like, mind you, this is from
right
2001, and this was 2016, so he had 15 years to get to know country music, but he wanted to make sure that the host didn't ask him any more questions about his country music loving butthole.
Oh my God. He couldn't even like just pull a classic country music artist out of his hat, like Dolly Parton, Johnny Cash, like
Hank Williams. Yeah.
Nope. Couldn't do it because he doesn't like music because he's evil.
Ew.
Ew.
Ew, Ted. Ew. Oh, my
so
God.
Gross. Yuck.
Final thoughts, Kimmy.
Oh, my God. Ew.
Is that your final thought?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I don't even know if I have any final thoughts. Here's my final thought. I don't want to be so old that I don't know who I am.
Oh, wow. That's like, wow.
I mean, if you say final, that's a final thought right
there. Oh, I don't ever have a final thought. All of my final thoughts lead to another thought. It's like a wormhole-y, rabbit-hole-y thing. Like, I have thoughts that end up in different time-space continuums. Right?
Maybe we should rename it then. Maybe I shouldn't ask you if you have final thoughts. Maybe I should ask you if you have continuing thoughts.
Yes.
Okay. Kim, do you have any continuing thoughts?
Yes. All the time.
Her face.
Yes.
That was classic. Yes, I do.
I do.
You looked like the church lady almost.
I've been trying to find Kathy Ann and I just can't.
You know what I'll do? I'll go pretend like I'm turning the...
I think I kind of have to walk around. And she does that thing with the, like...
It's like she's done some cocaine and her teeth are all dry. Like she's... Michael Che! Oh, Michael Che! You know? I can't do it. I'm not as brilliant as you at it. But, like, just get into it, you know? And then I'll pretend to turn the computer off. I'll fool you into thinking that the microphone's not on.
How would Kathy Ann have handled the catastrophe in Texas?
Well, I imagine her. She's always talking about people out on the corner, the sidewalk, or the stoop, like
down by the 7-Eleven.
Yeah, something like that. She'd have a bonfire going in a parking lot or something. Or
I went down to the Speedy Mart. Nope, can't do it. I can't find her. She's hiding. She'll come out later.
When the microphones aren't on.
Probably.
Okay, this is my thought. Kim is that frog, that Warner Brothers frog from like the 1930s that sings and dances. What is that song? I don't remember the song that the frog does. Hello, my baby. Hello, my ragtime girl. With a little top hat. But when people are around,
she just goes. Microphone. Ribbit. I can't talk into the microphone. It scares me. The microphone scares me. It tells me that people's listening and I can't do it.
I can't do it.
It's like I'm Ted Cruz and I got a big turd stuck in my butt. It won't come out.
Here's my final thought. Fuck Ted Cruz.
Fuck Ted Cruz and his stupid little suitcase and his empty sack of shriveled up raisins and his super soaker full of cat pee and his Lunchables and his memes and Hillary Clinton's emails.
And his politically expedient white supremacy.
Right. It makes me want to punch him in the freaking kneecaps.
It makes me want to punch him in the fucking blobfish fucking don't face. You love
woo! Me
when you woo!
Curio Podcast is a Porch Swing production. Big thanks to all of our contributors and special guests. For more info, please visit Twitter at Podcast Curio, Curio Podcast on Facebook, and CurioPodcast.org. And remember, Curio Podcast loves you. Jack fantasies. I'm just looking at the cards, man.
That was out of context.
Getting naked and watching Nickelodeon.
Ew, Ted. Ew.
Ew, Ted.
Yo,
you're so gross. Poopy diapers.